A Smile for Strange Fruit by Latif H. McLeod. Was it his big, dark head that drooped on his prison-garbed chest that gave you comfort? Or was it his once firm hands which swayed weightlessly from dangling arms that put a grin on your face? Was it the way he apologized for the loss of your father, brother, son, but still proclaimed his innocence, still looked you in your eye and said, "I am not the one," but still you smiled as they strapped him on the table and stuck that needle of death in his vein? Was it the fact that other people believed him, like those pesky protesters outside the prison, and the Pope, and the NAACP president, and thousands of people worldwide who wanted to halt this process, make sure you had the right guy? Was it the fact that this process had been halted 3 or 4 times before? Most of the witnesses recanted their story. And the two who didn't, well, one is dead, and the other may be the one who shot your family member. But this does not faze you. You know you got the right guy. So what if all the evidence against him is shaky at best? You got the whole Georgia police force behind you. This will set precedent. You cannot let one of them shoot a police officer. It is bad policy. Much like when one of them stole a hen 70 years ago, a tree will soon have a strange hanging fruit. People will cry out for justice, especially his family, because they too lost a father, brother, son. But you will still smile, for you know justice will be like it should be in the good old South.